Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one worthy to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternity.
Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. Oh, you are my future. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. If it had not been you, Jesus. Once again, let's go on to once again. Because blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We bless you, Lord.
Because
I know.
I know that I know that I know that
He owns my future.
And life
is worth living just because He lives. Do you believe that He lives? Do you believe that He is alive?
Amen.
Oh, because He holds your life.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, just say, Lord, I thank you. Because of you, all fear is gone.
Amen.
Because of you, I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh, because of you, it's worthy. Life is worthy.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just bless His name this evening. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you that, Lord, you are alive. Thank you that you live forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you live, oh God. Oh, we can face tomorrow. Oh, because you live, oh Lord. Oh, we can, Lord Jesus, even as we come to your presence, we know that, Lord. Oh, that, oh Lord Jesus, upon our hearts. Oh, surely, Lord, you know them, oh God. Oh, because you live, Lord. We know the enemy. Oh, can never have no way for the enemy against us. Because you live, oh Lord. Oh, you've raised standards for us. Because you live, oh Lord. Oh, we have victory. Because you live, Lord. All things are possible. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. How marvelous is your name. Let's sing that song. How marvelous is your name. Let's sing that song. Oh, song leader, just give us the tune. How marvelous is your name? Let's sing that song. Oh, how marvelous is thy name, O Lord. Oh, yeah. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name. Oh, how oh, how marvelous is thy name. Oh, Lord. Oh, how marvelous.
marvelous is thy name, O Lord.
How beautiful.
How beautiful is thy name, O Lord.
How beautiful is thy name,
how beautiful is thy name, O Lord.
Today, Lord, we've come again. We've come again.
How beautiful is thy name, oh, Lord. Oh, how beautiful is thy name. Oh, how beautiful is thy name. Oh, how beautiful.
Let's sing it once again.
How wonderful is thy name, oh Lord.
How wonderful is thy name,
oh Lord. How wonderful
is thy name.
How wonderful is thy name, oh, how wonderful is thy name, oh, Lord, oh, how wonderful
is thy name,
how wonderful is thy name, how wonderful is thy name. Oh, Lord,
oh, how magnificent is your name. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we bless your name this evening. Oh, we thank you that, Lord, you live. And that as you live, oh God, we can also face tomorrow. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege that we have come to your presence once again, Lord. Father, even before coming here, Lord, you know all that is upon our hearts. Amen. And so, Lord, we want to give you the thanks first, Lord, that we thank you, God, for the day. Oh, our going out and our coming in, Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Oh, brethren that even traveled, they are back. We thank you for Brother Jesse, Jose and the family, oh God, that they are back again, oh Lord. Father, we thank you. As many that also on their way, Lord, we just say thank you, God. Father, this evening as we meet again, Lord, we are coming with our request. We are coming, oh God, to pour our hearts before you, Lord. Father, because we know when we ask, we shall be given unto us. When we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. Because it is your word, oh God. It's the Lord tonight, even. Lord, as you know, individually, oh God, all that we desire. Father, we pray that, Lord, you meet each and every one according to your riches in glory. We believe that, Lord, we will never live here the same. We believe that, Lord, you will fulfill your word, oh God. We believe that, oh God, all our requests will be met, Lord. We believe that, Lord Jesus, all things are possible, as you said, to them that believe. And tonight we've come believing, oh God. So, Lord Jesus, we know it is our portion to receive tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we, just as we still keep standing, tonight is another prayer meeting. We come in to pray. Praise the Lord. We will continue praying. Because the other time we talked about that widow that put pressure upon that wicked judge, and the judge had to see to her demands. Amen. Amen. And then what about our God himself? When we also ask persistently with all perseverance, why? He will answer us. That's his word. Amen. Amen. Let's turn again to Hebrews 11. We read from the 15th to the 19th verse. It's all about Abraham again. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his own begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able, amen, to raise him up, amen, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Amen. Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. Oh, we are looking at our father Abraham's faith, Lord. And Father, we are the seeds of Abraham. And Lord, it was imputed unto him for righteousness because of his faith. Father, we believe also that, oh God, because the word tells us that it is not for him alone, but to us also, if we will also believe through faith, patiently waiting for the promise, it will be also imputed unto us for the same righteousness. We thank you tonight, Lord, as your word you've opened to us. Let the Holy Spirit at this moment, O God, overshadow your word, O God, and make it alive unto us. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, tonight, from what we read the other time in Matthew, that we should ask and it shall be given unto us. Let's turn to that place again, tonight being another prayer time. Matthew 7. Let's read that place again as a reminder to us tonight what God, as he lives, his word also is alive. Reading from the 7th verse, Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread will give him a stone? Or if he asks him a fish will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do. Let's end here. Amen. So, tonight also, the Lord has given us a promise that if we should ask, it shall be given unto us. Amen. And we just read from the book of Hebrews. We read about our father Abraham. We know how our father Abraham, he had no child. But he was living peacefully in his family. Then God called him and promised him that I'm taking you to a certain place. He never knew where he was going. And I'll make you father of many nations. And we know the story. Abraham believed. Take that one. Abraham believed. Amen. And he came out. Not knowing where he was going. But one thing in mind, because of the promise God has given to him, that he will give him a nation. He will be a father of many nations. Amen. He was looking to that promise. And he knew that here, there could never be that city or that place where God wants to give to him. Because there is nothing here that was good. So he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God, which had foundation, whose maker and builder was God. So we know of Abraham when he went out 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. My brother, it wasn't easy for Abraham. It wasn't easy for Abraham. We have been asking the Lord for our own things that we are looking for from the Lord. Maybe how many years now have you been waiting on the Lord for a request that is not yet coming? Look at Abraham. Amen. Look at Abraham. How many years have you gone? But many a time we see ourselves in some kind of desperation because God is not answering us. He waits a little. In all this period, which is what? Some kind of transition that we are going through. No transition is what is easy. Amen. But yet, he will surely answer. He will surely, one thing, the whole thing is that just believe he will surely answer. Amen. Look at Abraham. Look at the age. Do you believe that the same God of Abraham is here tonight? The same God of Abraham. Abraham was how many years? He was already even 75, the wife of 65. They were past their what? Their prime ages. And yet, they took the promise and believed it. Amen. Amen. So, my brother, my sister, continue wrestling with what? The Lord. Amen. On whatever you are looking for. Continue wrestling with him. Be like Jacob. Wrestle, continue in the wrestling. Praise God. Amen. And Jacob did that and his name got changed and he was blessed. God changed his name. The same thing also Abraham, God changed the whole system in their lives. Nobody knew the kind of sickness they were carrying, whether it was sickness or whatever it is. That the two of them, the whole of their life, they've been together and still there was no child amongst them. But yet, God, who is the creator, believe that he is your creator. Amen. Who is the creator, made sure that he got to change every system that was in the womb of Sarah and change everything that was what? In Abraham. Made them ready for a child. Praise God. And that's what we have read in verse 15. It said, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, see, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. There was so much opportunity for them to go back. Because how many years, Lord, you called us? We were settled. We had no problem. You called us. Now we are living in tents from one place to another. And the promise has not yet come. If they had been mindful, they would have gone back. My brother, my sister, never go back. Don't look back. As we read from Isaiah, he said, don't consider the things of the past. Don't look at those things that are gone by. Don't look at even yesterday. Don't look at it. Amen. Look at what God will do for you tomorrow. Even now. Amen. This very hour. Praise the Lord. So tonight, one thing I want to bring about is about Joshua. Having gotten all this, I want to draw your attention to Joshua on one issue. Joshua, he believed God till when he was with Moses, he was watching Moses in every life. So when the challenges also came to him, he knew how to what? To handle them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the thing. Let's look at what? The people that are example for us. All the people here. Amen. They are all example. Amen. Let's look at them also. As Joshua looked at Moses. Praise the Lord. Amen. We all know when they came to what? That hindrance was there. The Red Sea was before them. There was no way. And the enemy was what? Behind them. They were hemmed between. See? Moses spoke with faith. Amen. And after that, he went back to God. And God had to shout him down. Praise the Lord. Moses spoke with faith. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Amen. That these Egyptians, as you see them, you never see them forever anymore. Amen. He said this thing by faith, and Moses should have what? Moved forward. My brother, my sister, speak with faith and move forward. But he did what? He went back. Lord, what should I do? He said, why crieth unto me? Just speak and move forward. See? And Joshua was what? The minister. He was ministering to Moses. He saw all this situation. And so when it came to his own turn, that River Jordan was before him, he spoke with faith. Amen. See? He looked at that, you see, he picked what? Example, experience from Moses' own case. That's why we have all these examples in the Bible for us. And that day Joshua just said, sanctify yourself. Praise the Lord. Sanctify yourself. On the third day we are crossing over this Jordan. Praise the Lord. We are crossing over. And he did it, and it pleased God. And God himself said, I will magnify you before what? The children of Israel. For that faith. Brethren, let's all what is upon our hearts, what we need to ask of God, let's put faith behind it. Amen. Let's put faith behind it. And so when Joshua, by faith, he did what was required to be done. God never failed him. The Jordan has to give way. Praise the Lord. Jordan had to give way. And when he had crossed over, what did he see? When he crossed over, what did he see? Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord has already taken the lead. Amen. God himself have taken lead. Because faith is moving. And so it pushes God first. Let's take faith tonight. And he will take the lead. He will be there. Before you get there. Praise the Lord. If you are going for an interview, believe by faith, he will be there before you get there. If you are looking for whatever you are looking for tonight, just believe he will be there before you get there. And when they crossed, whom did he see? Someone, a man standing with a sword drawn. Oh, praise the Lord. With a drawn sword. And then Joshua went to him. He said, hey, are you for us or you are for our adversaries? Oh, praise the Lord. And the man said, I am the captain of the Lord host. Amen. I am the captain of the Lord host. And I am come. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, to lead the way. Oh, let's turn to that place. He said, look, the whole Jericho is yours. Oh, let's turn to Joshua. Let's turn to Joshua 5. Read from 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He's already there. Hallelujah. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereof thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Amen. Now, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Now Jericho was straightly shut up. See? It was what? Straightly shut up. Because of the children of Israel. Amen. Oh, you get the point. The devil has closed all doors because of you, Brother George. Amen. See? Every place shut up because of what? The children of Israel. Same today. Amen. Shut every place because of the children of God, because of you. He's closed every door. Application and application, application, no answer. Interviews, no answer. Shut the place. Because of you. Close all doors. That's what the scripture is saying here. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. But let's listen to verse 2. That none went out and none came in. See, no one. See, everything is just tied. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the kings thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Amen. Everything there, no matter. The devil has, I have given everything to you. Now you have dominion and power over them. Jericho wall can never stand before you. Oh, yes, sir. Jordan could not stand before Joshua. Now Jericho wall will not stand before him. Said, I've given it to you, plus the king and all their mighty valors. Victory is yours. Praise the Lord. But let's look at the beginning. What happened? Joshua moved by faith. Amen. And that faith, that movement pushed God forward. Amen. To take the lead. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He has already destroyed all the foundation. The foundation of what? Jericho has already been what? Destroyed. Amen. And my brother, my sister, the children of Israel, they never use armor. Amen. They didn't use any armory. Oh, praise God. Yes, sir. They never use armory. But it was what? A shout. Oh, hallelujah. A shout. Oh, let us shout. And the whole walls of Jericho will break down. My brother, my sister, get down on your knees and pray. Amen. Shout unto him persistently. Jericho walls will fail. All the places where the enemy has shut up, they had to open up for you. Oh, praise the Lord. They got to open. Believe it tonight, my brother, my sister. And continue asking from God. Continue seeking from God. Continue knocking from God. Oh, praise the Lord. And he's that same God. He wrote this. He said these things. It is not from a man. It is from God himself. And he's faithful to every word that he speaks. Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. And my brother, one thing. Let's go back to Hebrews again. Let me show you something here. It is something that also. It doesn't work well. Look at it carefully. Verse 16. But now they desire a better country, see? That is unheavenly. Wherefore, now look at this. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Amen. Amen. See? Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called what? Their God. For he had what? Prepared for them a city. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. My brother, if you can get God to be on your side, amen, that it won't be shameful for God to be called your God. Oh, praise the Lord. If you shy away from God, God also will shy away from you. Wherever we are, let us everybody know that we are Christians. Sometimes we want to hide our identity. Huh? You want to hide your identity. When even your Bible, you hide it so much that people don't see that you are holding a Bible. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Sometimes hold it big like this and begin going through the streets. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Everybody see you say, this man maybe is a pastor. Yes, you are a pastor. Sometimes hold your Bible like this. Go through the streets. Let everybody know that you are serving a living God. Amen. Oh, you love your God. You are not ashamed of him. Oh, praise the Lord. Let us not be ashamed of him so that he also will never be ashamed to be our God. Tonight, my brother, we are here once again to pray. Praise the Lord. We have a prayer request here. That's from Brother Dube. He said, Brother Dube asking for prayer for their daughter, Ruth, who has developed tonsils, and they are not able to attend service. How many believe that little girl is healed? Amen. Joseph also have it. Oh, they are all healed in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, the enemy. No, we won't allow it. Praise the Lord. We are going to make a full stop there. Because it has started with 1, 2, full stop there. It's not going to what? Travel anywhere anymore. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. And I will also need your prayers, brethren. It has been a tight week for me. This very evening, I'll go back to my village. And then as early in the morning as possible, I had to go and meet Brother Vegas, arriving on that airport, we call it Knock. It's about 200 kilometers from here. And then that same morning, at that same airport, I'm going to UK. I've been invited for an August convention in UK. So it starts from Thursday till Monday. Our Lord willing, I arrive back on Tuesday. So I will need your prayers absolutely. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a very big convention. According to said the Church of the Voice of God, they are coming. And it's going to be a real great meeting over there. So you remember me in prayer. Praise the Lord. So tonight, Lord, we are back. Musicians, please come. Lord, we are back tonight. You know our hearts even before coming. You know our needs. You know everything. Tonight, let's remember the brother who comes in the wheelchair. Praise the Lord. Amen. What's his name? Nido. Medo. Tonight, we are taking that burden upon us tonight in prayer. Oh, praise the Lord. Because we cannot sit here with a brother also in what? We have to pull him. We know our God. He said he heals all manner of diseases. All manner of diseases. Praise the Lord. You know that? He heals all manner of diseases. Let's turn to Matthew 8, just to gather ourselves Hallelujah. In spirit to pray. Matthew 8. When you read Matthew 8, you see throughout Jesus healing and healing. Amen. There you see the centurion also. There you see when he went to Peter's house. Let's start from verse 14, when he went to Peter's house. Matthew 8, 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. Oh, praise the Lord. And he touched her hands, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, oh, praise God, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. And we have the word tonight. And healed all that were sick. Oh, praise the Lord. He's that same Jesus tonight. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, oh, hallelujah, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Oh, he took all our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He said he healed them all. Oh, he's the same tonight. Praise the Lord. So we will remember our brother Medo tonight. We're going to pray for him. Praise the Lord. One of these days, one of these prayer meetings in the evening, you try to bring him down. Praise God. We believe the Lord. He's the same God. We need to see that kind of miracles working in this house. Brethren, let's get ourselves into that spirit.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Let's wake up.
Amen.
Let's wake up.
Amen.
Fire here, fire here, fire there, fire the corner. We come together. It's a great fire of God. Let's wake up, brethren. Don't let us be so much concerned about what we are looking for, so much concerned. Let's also be concerned about the work of God. Yes, my brother.
I will go. Oh, I am led to trust in sin. Oh, and I repent. Twas spoken for me that he was dead. Oh,
Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the true word friend to me. For I remain in Calvary. Oh, I delight in His command. Love to be led by His dear hand. Oh, His divine will is sweet to me. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friends to me. Onward I go, no doubt, no fear,
no fear.
Happy with Christ, my Savior near. Trusting that I come, He shall see.
I shall see.
Jesus, my friend, of Calvary.
Oh, He lead me.
Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friends to me. For I remain by Calvary.
Oh, He lead me.
Jesus shall lead me night and day.
Yes, Lord, tonight we remember Calvary. What You did there. Lord, by Your stripes we were healed.
Hallelujah.
We are looking at that Calvary tonight. Oh, Lord, we want to remember our first prayer is on our brother Meadow. You remember When the centurion met Jesus Christ, tonight Medo is not here, but we have received the call tonight to pray for our brother. Just as the centurion told Jesus Christ, Jesus had wanted to follow him to the house. He said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Hallelujah. But one thing I know,
amen.
I'm a man who had what? Servants. And when I say go, they go. When I say come, they come. And so you, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He knew that Jesus has authority over everything. He said, just speak the word.
Amen.
So tonight, our brother Medo is not here. Let us speak. Let us speak the word of healing.
Amen.
Let's by faith pray for our brother Meadow. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's what we are going to pray tonight. That's our first prayer. Let us all, my brother, with faith, let us all together with one accord. Let us all, because the word of God says, if two shall agree, and we are more than two here. He said, anything that we will lose in here,
hallelujah,
will be losing in heaven. Anything we bind will be bind in heaven. We are more than two tonight, my brother. Let us with one spirit, one accord, one faith, one believer. Oh, remember our brother Meadow in prayer. That the Lord will strengthen, the Lord will restore him, the Lord will bring him back.
Amen.
Oh, that the Lord should use this opportunity. If he had not known you, God, Father, let this opportunity, let what he has gone through, Lord, be, oh Lord, something he can hold on and believe you. If he had not given the whole of his life to you, Lord, let this, oh God, Be the thing that he can hold on and believe you that you are God, that you are a healer. Remember him in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, tonight we've come believing. We've come believing, and Lord, we know that you will never go back the same. Our brother Medo, oh Lord, we don't know how much of God he had been. Yes, Lord Jesus, yes, yes, Lord Jesus. How many believe every utterance tonight has never come from us? But it has been the Holy Spirit that is groaning within us, and that the Lord has spoken through us. And you know, his word will never return back to him void. It will establish. Tonight, that's what we believe. Let us all just raise our hands and say, Lord, we thank you that our request and our prayer tonight has reached you. And we bless you, Lord. We thank you, God, because you've answered every prayer tonight. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, that Jericho wall is broken. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. Our brother Meadow is healed. Thank you, the Lord. Every brother, every sister whose name has been mentioned here tonight, Lord, we thank you that, oh God, oh, you have healed every sickness and disease, oh God. We thank you that the demon tonsil, oh, is forever dead. No way for him to enter this house. That every child in this house is protected Lord, we thank you, O God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, the Lord. We thank you because faith tells us that every word, oh Lord, has been answered in Jesus' name. We believe it, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. As the musicians get ready, give us one song as we call up. Dear Heavenly Father, let us believe that Lord, you are a healer. She has come, O God, believing and trusting that Lord, you will heal this hand. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, I commit into your hand that the healing will take place now in Jesus' name. That Lord, the hand will be healed, O Lord. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe?
In heart to hear, oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Oh,
bleed him from the nose. Heavenly Father, tonight, O God, oh, how gracious we are, Lord. Father, tonight we have read that you heal all manner of diseases. Lord, our little boy stands here believing that, O God, you will heal this nose bleeding. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stop his nose bleeding forever and ever in the name of Jesus Christ and claim total healing all for him, O God. The same also, Lord, I commit my dear sister, Lord, into your hands. That Father, he has come under the anointing. Lord, let the anointing tonight, O God, be, O Lord Jesus, a testimony to her. The Lord, she comes back, of God, or to give testimony to the glory of your name. But I commit the husband, Lord, into your hand. As he's not here, but Lord, we believe he's in the spirit with us here. But a blessing, bless the family, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, of God, I pray, thanking you, God, that it has been done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listen, Jesus, oh, glory. The dying lamb, I now believe. I believe in Jesus.
Brother Wilma will come.
I love the grace. The Savior's name. I love the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh God,
Lord, oh God, you have given us life that we may have said that, Father, sickness has been driven away. Give us strength, Lord, and flee from hope. Father, through prayer which you have given us, Lord, in your spirit, helping us, Lord, to utter words that we cannot even understand ourselves. Father, oh God, sickness, Lord, is driven away, Lord. Joblessness is driven away.
Amen.
Amen.
We are so thankful,
Amen.
Father, for you say in your word, you find you that are bold by my name and humble themselves,
Amen.
Father, for your name. Father, you will hear me.
Amen.
Father, you hear me because of your name, Lord. Father, tonight, Lord, you humble themselves,
Amen.
Calling upon your name, O God. And we are believing on that promise that
Amen.
The heaven of heaven. That Father, you have sent back unto us, Lord, a good report.
Amen.
Saying you have good thoughts for us, Lord. Thoughts of healing, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that you are opening doors for your
people.
Father, when the devil tries to step, Lord, Father, we are putting our faith against
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Believing, Lord, that every request that's been put forward has been answered.
Amen.
We thank you for your grace, O God. May you bless our brother Maxwell, even as he travels tomorrow morning to come in to you, Lord, that Father, his journey may be safe in your hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Seeing the many disasters that are happening in the
earth. Yes, Lord.
But Father, none of us will
Amen.
For yourself, you say, Lord, 10,000
will
come, but it shall not come near.
Amen.
Amen.
We believe in the same for brother Vegas and his family, that they too will travel safely, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, that your brother, our brother, deserve and say,
Amen.
Amen. Bring his children, Lord,
Amen.
That you may touch them, Lord.
Amen.
And say, God,
Amen.
We pray for our sister Shaky that's not here with us. Lord, we commit it to you and the children,
Amen.
That you may watch over them, God, and the saints that will not be here with us tonight. Father, we remember them and put them before you.
Amen.
And ask, Father, that you will anoint them with the same anointing, Lord. Prepare us, Lord, as we prepare ourselves, Lord, to meet for forgiveness on Sunday. Father, what good is it, Lord, that
Amen.
We should meet in vain, Lord? What good is it, Lord, that we should come, Lord, having, Lord, look and examine ourselves?
Amen.
Yes,
pray,
Lord.
Father, that, Lord, you would give us the sanction, Lord, that Amen. Father and Son, that you would come, Lord, we would come be ready and in expectation
Amen.
That you would be in our midst, Lord, and that you would partake communion with us, O God.
Amen.
Strengthen us, O God. Have mercy now upon us. Lead us, Lord.
Amen.
Commit every brother and sister into your hands. Lord, may you answer the needs of your people. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.